Saturday was the Siegel Design Institute's 5th annual Iron Pour. What's an iron pour, you ask?
It is how it sounds. We are literally pouring melted iron.
The event was held in the parking lot of Ryan Field just before dark. A 3,000-degree crucible furnace, which looks like a huge vertical steel tube, heated chunks of iron until they melted into liquid. The liquid iron flowed out of the bottom of the furnace in a red-hot stream. Students then collected the iron in big buckets and used a ladle to pour the iron into molds that they designed themselves.
It is so rare in our very safe society that you get to be 3 feet away from something that's 3,000 degrees. And you know, the young men and women who are like they are right now, like crouching down, holding this ladle, like if you were over there next to them, you would see the grins on their faces.
The iron pour was the end project of a manufacturing and design engineering class taught by Dr. David Gatchell and adjunct lecturer Matthew Cummins. The class was Cummins' brainchild.
And so through some discussions, also because of my background in manufacturing and art, we talked about, you know, if you could design a class from scratch, what would it be? And I'm like, anything?
The result was a class titled Leonardo, Geometry, and the Art of Manufacturing.
Yeah, so this is a class in which we explore kind of a number of convergent things. Art, geometry, historical explorations of making, and really the main goal of the class at this point was to give students an experience they'll remember for the rest of their lives.
Cummins surely succeeded. The students were decked head to toe in leather for protection from the hot metal. In addition, the area was fenced off to spectators, and sand lined the molds and furnace to cool off any stray liquid metal. Although the idea of 3,000-degree iron seems dangerous, Cummins says, with all the protective measures taken, it's perfectly safe.
But what's interesting is the liquid metal, it's really like water. It acts like water. It pours like water. And if, you know, we wear this gear that's all sort of shingled so that this is over this and this is over that. And, over our shoe. And so if like a little metal splashes on us, it would be like a little water splashing on us. It just runs off.
The furnace is powered by Coke. No, not the kind of Coke you're thinking of. Not that other kind either. This Coke is a coal-based fuel. The process of iron pouring is centuries old, but the class combined old with new by using the process to fill their 3D printed molds.
And yeah, I mean, it has completely lived up to every expectation that I had and more, because I actually didn't realize that they were making the molds in CAD and then 3D printing them.
Many of the materials, such as the Coke, were donated by companies in Indiana, while the furnace was borrowed from Chicago Crucible. The student-designed molds were also 3D printed in sand by Indiana Hoosier Pattern. For an event with so many moving parts, Cummins says getting clearance to put it on was no small feat.
Like the first one, we were kind of, you know, on pins and needles, like, okay, everything has to go really well. Nobody get hurt, like nothing break. And then each time as we've done this, we've demonstrated that we can do it safely. We've demonstrated we can do it responsibly. We've demonstrated what a powerful experience it is for the students.
Right.
And now the university is really excited and supporting it.
One student, McCormick senior Cora Pankhost, is excited to go home with her iron design.
A lot of the exercises that we do are super cool. I have various geometric shapes around my apartment now because of this class. And I'm looking forward to having an iron cloud.
It's not just a powerful experience for the students, but for spectators as well, like graduate student Max Tan.
I come from a place that won't have this kind of demonstrations or even this field of study. So I'm from Singapore, and metallurgy is not a thing there. So also because it's very hot and humid, so it's impossible to wear this in a 32 degree Celsius environment. And because nobody really is interested in metallurgy over there, so it's very hard to appreciate this over there.
Cummins is looking forward to many more iron pours in years to come. For WNUR News, I'm Lily Shen.